Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
The Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Now, I promise I won't get too excited and throw this thing. Amen. I kind of hold on to it at mine because I never have pockets or a belt or whatever you need to hang it on. Amen. Well, glad to be with you here today. Amen. Amen. And always give a little update on my family. So we've been playing ball this summer, all summer. We got 6 grandkids and 5 of them play baseball. And so they think you have to be at all their games, which we can't go to everyone because there's 5 of them. And so we just kind of rotate. But the oldest one, he turns 18. He turns 19, but he graduates this year. And he is going to be going to IU Columbus to play baseball and maybe get an education in criminology. But his thing is baseball. And I had to laugh. They took him last night to get him some dress clothes for graduation, and he has bulked up naturally. He is 6'1", and he has filled out, and he's worked out at the gym till he's muscles. And when they play a game, sometimes you don't see their number, but I know his legs. I know his thighs. They're about that big, you know, and the other baseball kids got those little bitty skinny things, you know. So I know which one's Aiden. I know which one's my grandson. And so he went to get dress clothes yesterday, and he says, I want something form-fitting to show off my muscles. I told my daughter, I think he's getting to be a diva. And then they had to go to this place to get him some cologne because he wants to smell good. And so quite the diva. But at church, he keeps his little brother, Cannon, in line. They sit on the front row. So while Cam and Jessica are doing the worship music, Cannon, he's being reeled in by his older brother. We got another one that plays baseball, and Jude. And we call him Jude the Dude. And Jude thinks he's the greatest baseball player ever. But when they let him pitch a little bit, but not a whole lot, because he says, I'd rather hit him than walk him. That's Jude. Jude is rough and tough. His mom grounded him one time, put him in her bedroom to take a nap. And I was in the living room with her. And I seen Jude walking along the railing of the deck, going out in the yard playing. And he didn't come through the house, but they have a window in their bedroom, so he stacked her school books up high enough that he could crawl out the window, get a hold of the antenna, the tower out there, and get a hold of the deck and run and play. That's Jude. So I just found out this morning. Now, Joel's the brains of all of it, and Joel is going to work on being the valedictorian. I don't know why they do it at this age, but he'll be in the 7th grade, and so, he plays baseball too, but he tries to figure out the game. And then we got, who else? We got Jensen. Jensen is a whole another story. We tell him he takes after Greg's family, and we're praying that out of him. Yeah, we're going to have to pray real hard for that. But Jensen is the mischievous one, and you can tell it just by looking at him. And then we got Josie Bear. I call her a bear because Josie Bear, that's not her name, but I call her Josie is, but not Bear. Because Josie Bear, when she was first born and I watched her for a while, she was growling all the time. And I said, you just growl like a little bear. So I call her Josie Bear. And I got all the kids a kite for Easter. And I don't know if it was Josie and Papa Les or if it was the big brothers, but got her kite stuck up in some trees and couldn't get out. So she's come and she says, Mamma, will you get me another kite? And I said, yes, I'll get you another kite. And so I forgot about it, but then she reminded me, Mamma, you got my kite? Not yet, but I'll get your kite. So I got her a kite, and she thanked me, said, oh, thank you, Mamma, for my kite. And she even come running back like the, you know, one leper out of all the others and says, I thank you so much, Mamma, for my kite. Amen. And so they're growing up, and we just try to keep up with them. There was a grandmother yesterday told me that she has one or two, and that she has a hard time keeping up. I said, try five. The oldest one doesn't come when the other five are there. So he's learned, stay away. Amen. So praise the Lord. Let's get ready for the Word of God. Okay. Well, yeah, he's the one that causes trouble at church. He don't want to sit in his seat. He wants to run around, and his brother has to keep him corralled. And he does a real good job of it. But with him going to college, we got another boy that's a high schooler, so we've already assigned him to Cannon. Your job is to keep him in his seat, you know. And so Cannon either wants to be in his seat or help you preach, you know. So praise the Lord. Amen. And I turned 70 this year. Woohoo. Woohoo. Yeah. Not looking forward to 80, but hallelujah. On the road there. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's get into the Word of God. Amen. Father, we thank you today for your Word and Father, what you've laid on my heart to minister here today. And Father, we've got ears to hear and a heart to receive from you today, Father. And I thank you, Father, for laying what your heart is upon my heart. And Father, may I proclaim it accurately, and Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Let's go to John chapter 11 this morning. Amen. And we're going to stay in the book of John, so we're just going to camp out here a little bit this morning. Hallelujah. And this morning, I want to talk about our relationship with the Lord. Amen. Amen. And, I don't care. You know, I've been serving the Lord since 85, and I don't care how long you've been serving the Lord or how less. God, there's always more of God that we can grow into, that we can find out about and just deepen our relationship with Him. Amen. And we never get to the point that we say, hey, we've grew, we know it all, we've got enough. I don't know about you, but I constantly want more. Amen. I want more. You know, one thing about God, you can't overdose on Him. Amen. You can just keep receiving more and getting more of Him. And that's one thing I desire and I like. Amen. So if you're at John chapter 11 and Jesus, you know, I begin to realize that the book of John is all about relationships. And it's all about relationships with God the Father, that Jesus talks a lot about His relationship with God the Father in the book of John. And it gives us an insight into His relationship with the Father. And it sets an example for our relationship with God the Father. Because Jesus never says anything or does anything that we cannot do. Amen? He never says, this is just for me only. But He always sets the example for what we can have, what we can be. Amen? And so here in John chapter 11, let's begin at verse 38. And this is where Lazarus is dead and he's in the tomb and Jesus comes. And it says in verse 38 of John 11, it says, Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay against it. And Jesus said, take away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. And Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? See, Jesus never used idle words. He never just said something just offhand. Amen. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me." Now, I hope we can say that statement. Father, I thank you that you've heard me. And I thank you that you always hear me. This is a person that's in a relationship that knows in the relationship the Heavenly Father hears what he asks. He hears everything he says. Amen. When I was in the factory, worked in the factory, there was one guy and he did some stuff that was bad, and he'd go to church on Saturday nights and stuff, and he didn't want me to see it because, you know, they knew I was a Christian. Well, they thought I was in a cult of some sort. And because, you know, I told them I got saved and my husband no longer drinks and that, and they thought I was in some kind of cult. But he didn't want me to see it. Well, he had wrote on a pallet that come around, and I seen it. And I took it, and I said, "You write this?" And his face got real red, and he says, "Yes." I said, "Don't you know Jesus sees you every day of the week? Just not Saturdays." Amen. So this is the confidence that we, if we have a relationship with Jesus, this is the confidence that we know he always hears us. Amen. That when we pray, we know we're not just bouncing things here, there, and yonder. That when we pray, we know he hears us. Amen. And what does it say in 1 John? If we pray according to his will, we can have the confidence that it's ours. Amen. Amen. So this is where our faith comes from, is out of our relationship with God the Father. Amen. And we also know when if we're not praying right, and I don't mean, not praying right, you know when you're praying for something and you just, this is not getting it. This is not hitting the mark. This is I'm missing something. Then we can pray in the Spirit and find out how we should be praying. Then we can pray the perfect will of God. Amen? Amen. I don't have to wonder when I pray about anything if God hears me, because I know he hears me. Amen. Amen. I have that kind of relationship that I know he hears me. I know that he hears everything I'm saying. He sees everything I'm doing. Years ago when I was a new Christian, I was into soap operas. I come from a long family of soap opera watchers. You know, Luke, huh?
I said, "Oh boy."
Yeah, Luke and Laura.
Yeah.
You know, and so I got born again, but see, I wasn't raised in church. I didn't know how you're supposed to act or do, but I knew certain things, you know, I was learning was acceptable and not. And the pastor showed up at my house unexpectedly. And I seen him coming, and I hurried and turned off that TV because I did not want him to see me watching soap operas. Right? And so I hurried and turned it off, and the voice of the Lord come to, so clear to me, says, "You better not worry about it, him seeing you watching them. You better be more concerned about me seeing you watch them." Amen? I got delivered real quick from him. Amen? But Jesus says, "Father, I thank you that you've heard me, and I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And he yells out, "Lazarus, come forth." And guess what? Lazarus comes forth.
Amen.
Amen. And he says, "Loose him and let him go." Amen. So that out of having a relationship with God, you don't have to wonder if your prayers are being heard or answered. You can have the confidence that they are. Amen? Amen. When I pray for people, I don't go back and ask them, "Well, what did you get? Are you healed?" Or that's between them and God. I just did my part.
Amen.
Amen? And I have confidence that in God that he's working something in their life. And so that's up to them if they receive it or not. That's not on my part. Amen. But I have confidence when I pray that God is going to work and minister in that area. Amen. Amen. Let's look over at let's go to John chapter 7. Out of our relationship with God comes everything. John chapter 7. Let's see, is that where I want to go? Let me see. Yeah, I think so. John chapter 7. Yes, John chapter 7, verse 25. It says, now some of them from Jerusalem said, is this not he whom they seek to kill? Talking about Jesus. But look, he speaks boldly and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ? However, we know where this man is from, but when the Christ comes, no one knows where he is from. Then Jesus cried out as he taught in the temple, saying, you both know me, and you know where I am from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. He said, you don't know God. I know God, but you don't know God.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen? Yeah. But I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me. Amen? Notice, because he knew God. You ever heard somebody talk and you realize that they don't know God? Now, they have a kind of a religious sounding thing, you know, that sounds real religious, real spiritual, but you know that they don't know God. You know, I've heard of some people, but I don't know them. Right? Amen. But now, you ask me anything about my husband, and I can tell you because I know him. Right? Yeah. Won't tell everything. Amen. Driving down here, I thought, why didn't I just drive? I should have known. Yeah, yeah. You know, used to, when the kids were little, the girls, when I'd be going to preach, they'd get into a fight in the back seat. Never failed. When I was preaching, they'd get into a fight, and I'm, quit that, settle down, stop that fighting. Then you get into church, good morning. Praise the Lord. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And so now then, it's changed. When we got to go someplace and Greg drives, it's, watch that car, slow down. Where do you think you're going? Then you get here, oh, praise you, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you think I'm exaggerating, I double dare you to ride with him. At church, years ago at church, they thought I was kidding. They thought I was exaggerating. So we were going to be in the parade. We had a float. We had walkers that were going to pass out candy at Christmas. So we had made a lunch. And so Greg was taking our walkers down to the school to meet the float. And they were sitting on the back of the tailgate with the candy. Well, he went out of our church parking lot, gunned it. There went the walkers out in the middle of the street and the bowls of candy. I'm thinking lawsuit, lawsuit. Went out there and there was a few little skins, but no, you know, no bones broke or nothing. So we gathered up the candy and they went on their way. Never again did they doubt my word. Yeah. Yeah. So, praise the Lord. He has a lot of strong qualities, but I don't know who taught him to drive, But they failed. They failed. What'd you say? Yeah, that's true. He bless his heart. Bless his heart. We had a neighbor that had an electric fence around his garden, and Greg parked back there, and one morning going to work, the electric fence was on his tailgate or on his back bumper. The neighbor thought the deer got in it. No, it was just Greg. It was just Greg. So that truck looked like it had been in the demolition derby. Then he's got a different one, and we've had it for a few years, quite a few years. So he went to get pizza, backed into a big yellow pole. I mean, they mark it yellow so you can't see, so you can see it. He come home, well, I've been in my bumper. I guess I'll get a new one. I said, don't worry about it. Not yet. Let's wait a while. Yeah, just take your time. Amen. You get to be it today, amen, about your driving. So I got to ride back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, verse 29 here, it says, but I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me. Now, the Amplified Classic says, I know him myself because I come from his very presence, and it was he personally who sent me. Amen. It was he personally who sent me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at John 6, verse 38, while we're right here. Do you see how Jesus is talking about his relationship with the Father? Hallelujah. And verse 38 says, Jesus says, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will or my own way, but the will of him who sent me. Amen. Hallelujah. So part of having a relationship with God the Father is wanting to do his will. Amen. To do things his way. Amen. Not our own way. Amen. I think God has a plan for each one of us. One of the first verses I learned was Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans that I have for you, plans of to give you a future and a hope, plans not to harm you. Amen. That so excited me that God had a plan for me, and he still has a plan for me. Amen. And he will till I go to be with Jesus. Amen. And so for you too. He's always got a plan. He's got something for us. Amen. He always does. So in that relationship with God the Father, I'm after his plan. I'm after his will for my life. Amen. Jesus says, I didn't come to do my own will. We're not here to do our own will. Amen. We're here to do his will and to do it his way. We don't want to get his will, but do it our way. Amen. We want to get his way and his will. Amen. Let's look at a couple more here. Let's look at John chapter 8 and verse 53. John chapter 8 and verse 53. It says, are you greater than our father Abraham, who's dead, and the prophets are dead? Who do you make yourself out to be? Asking Jesus this. And Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. See, you can say a lot of things, but that doesn't mean they're right or they're true. Yet you have not known him. Jesus says, you say he's your God, but yet you've not known him. But I know him. Everybody say, I know him.
I know him.
I know him. Amen. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. Boy, he just calls it like he sees it, doesn't he? Amen. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Part of our relationship with the Lord is keeping His word. Loving His word. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Amen. So that's part of our relationship. When somebody doesn't think twice about breaking the word of the Lord, God, that tells me they don't know the Lord. They have no honor for Him or for His word. You cannot have honor for God or for Jesus and then not honor His word. Amen. Like Jesus said, you're a liar. Amen. And so we have to out of our relationship comes everything. Amen. Like I said, when I got born again, I didn't know nothing, but I learned. Amen. I learned by being in a church, listening to the preached word, listen to the preached word every other places. You know, every time I had a question about the word, Kenneth Copeland preached on Sunday mornings, and I'd listen to him while I got ready for church, and he would preach exactly what I was asking the Lord about that week. There was my answer every Sunday, and it's because he heard me. He always hears me. Amen. If I have a question about something, I may not get the answer today or tomorrow, but it won't be long. I'll get the answer. Amen. See, sometimes you got questions when you read the word. And so if there's something I don't understand, then it won't take long. Then I'll get that understanding. Or a few months later, I'll go back and I've got more revelation. I thought, I get that now. Why didn't I get it then? Because I didn't have the revelation. Amen. So out of our relationship with Him, we want His way. We want His will. We want to honor His word. Amen. Faith comes out of our relationship with Him. If we know Him, if we know what His word says, then there shouldn't be an issue of anything that we are believing God for. It shouldn't be, right? But then we let circumstances. We let the enemy talk to our minds. Well, somebody will tell you about poor Aunt Mary, what she went through. And then the enemy, oh boy. But if we would just simply set that aside and focus on what God said, then we can have the faith to receive. Amen. Amen? It shouldn't be a hard thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see. Let's go one more. John chapter 8, verse 29. Are you getting anything this morning? Amen. And I'm not telling you this morning, hear what I'm saying. I'm not telling you that you and I don't know God. We know God, but there's more that we can know. Amen. There's more. There's always more for us. Amen. We can, when I got saved, I was in desperation. I needed Him. I didn't love Him. I needed Him. Then as I got to know Him, I loved Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And it just gets sweeter and sweeter over time. I remember one time I was praying. Well, I wasn't praying. I was just talking to the Lord, but that's praying. I set time aside to pray to Him, but I talk to Him all day. I don't tune Him out. I keep aware of Him all day long in case He wants to speak something to me or help me or, give me instruction or whatever, And so I keep myself open to Him all day. I don't say you can't contact me till Sunday morning at 10, or Wednesday night at 7. I keep open to Him all week. And I remember in the early days, I was vacuuming the floor. Now, I vacuumed since then. But that day, that wasn't the only time. Don't have to do that much anymore. Got wooden floors. But I was vacuuming the floor in the trailer. My daughters don't like me to say we lived in a trailer, but we lived in a trailer, 14 by 70. And so, I was vacuuming, and I'd heard about the year of Jubilee, where everybody went free and got out of debt, and boy, we were in debt, and I was just saying, oh my, the year of Jubilee, you know, boy, we need to be out of debt, and Lord, we, you know, I want to be debt free and stuff. And I was just going at it vacuuming and just talking, and you know, sometimes we talk too much and we don't listen to Him. Amen. And I heard this voice, and it was so loud, I turned off the vacuum cleaner and looked around to see if somebody had come in the room with me. And it says, how much you need? I thought, good point. Let me think about this. I thought this must be God talking to me. And so I said, okay, 25,000. And so back then, that was a lot of money. Back in the 80s, that was a lot of money. And I don't know how we got that far in debt with a trailer, but we did. And so praise the Lord. And but it probably didn't take but maybe a year, year and a half, we were completely out of debt. Amen. But what I'm saying is He heard me. And I just had to listen to hear Him. James says, be slow to speak and quick to hear and quick to get angry. That's my translation. Amen. Or slow to get angry. Slow to get angry. I said that wrong. Don't get angry quick. I said, wrong translation there. Whoops. Wrong thing. Let me try that again. Slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to get angry. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be going to say, well, Pastor Debbie said I can get angry real quick. And I do, bless God. Hallelujah. I tell you, if you have an anger problem, get a bunch of children and have to take care of them. That'll take care of your anger. Amen. Or either, I don't know. But you learn patience with children, right? If you don't have any, you'll learn with children. Amen. Praise God. Where were we at? Okay. We're there. Chapter 8, verse 29. Well, let's look at 28. 28. It says, Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He and that I do nothing of myself. I do nothing of myself. That means I'm letting God be the Lord of my life. Amen. Yeah. I'm letting Jesus direct me. Amen. But as my Father taught me, I speak these things. As my Father taught me, I speak these things. You know, we in our relationship with God the Father, we have to watch what we say. Amen? That has everything to do with our relationship with Him. Amen? Verse 29, and He who sent me is with me. Oh, hallelujah. He's with us. Amen. Amen? He lives inside of us. Amen? We're not alone. Don't you ever let loneliness come into your life. Because you're not alone. Do not believe the devil's lie that you are alone, because you are not alone. Amen. The greater one lives inside of us. Amen. And I don't care if you're married or single or a widow or whatever. You don't let loneliness come into your life, because if you do, it'll keep plaguing you. Amen. You're not alone. So when those thoughts come, you just say, no, I'm not alone. I got the greater one with me. And He never leaves me, forsakes me, runs out on me, or anything else. Amen. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please Him. Part of our relationship with the Lord is wanting to please Him. Amen. You know, if you're married, you don't do everything that aggravates the other person. Or you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Amen. Amen. Because you love them and you want to please them. Amen. You know, if you know, put the toilet lid down. Amen. Or whatever it takes to please her. Amen. Hallelujah. Or him too. You know, sometimes they tease me about getting up and making Greg breakfast. I'm not getting up at 4 o'clock and making breakfast. No, thank you. We got these little freezer things in the freezer. Pop it in the microwave and take it with you. Amen. And have a great breakfast. Amen. Hallelujah. But we want to please God and not please him to get bored. You know, we don't please him to get right with him. But after we're right with him, after we're born again, we want to be pleasing unto him. Amen. We don't want to do things that gets him aggravated at us all the time. Right? Amen. You don't want to do things that gets your husband or your wife or somebody aggravated at you all the time. Now, some people, they're just aggravated, period. And it doesn't make any difference what you do. They're just going to be aggravated and stuff. But you don't do things on purpose, amen, to do. So we want to be pleasing to the Father. We want to live a life pleasing to him. We want to say pleasing things that please him, amen. We want to do things that please him, amen. That's why when the pastor almost caught me watching soap operas, I turned it off, and then when the Lord said that to me, that broke me of it, and never again did I watch. Luke and Laura were on their own without me. You know, they just had to fend for themselves, amen? So part of our relationship is being pleasing to him, amen? Are you getting anything this morning? I think we're about ready to wind it down here. Let's go to John chapter 14, and this is going to be our last one. Praise the Lord. You know, talking about relationships in here, you know, when Jesus was on the cross, he told John the disciple, he says, this is now your mother. You know, it says John took her home and took care of her, brought her into his house. And John always identifies himself as a disciple whom Jesus loved. See, he knew he was loved. Amen? We think it was arrogant, but he knew he was loved. I think it's confidence that he knew about the love of God, that he knew Jesus loved him and that he loved Jesus. Amen? John chapter 14, are you there? And let's look at verse 15. And it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. Verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Amen. That means to reveal myself to him, to show myself to him. Amen. Jesus just wants to show off for us. Amen. Amen. If we love him and keep his word. Amen. Amen. Look at verse 24. He who does not love me does not keep my words. We could say somebody that doesn't have a relationship with him. Amen. You can't love somebody if you don't have a relationship with them. Amen. You have to have a relationship with them. You know, there's a lot of people I like, but I don't have a relationship with them. I don't love them. Do you know what I mean? In the sense of knowing them. And you know, you can like somebody. You can love them in the Lord because they're your brother and sister in Christ, but you don't have a relationship with to know them, to really, to show and display that love. Amen? And he says, verse 24 again, he who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Amen? Amen. So he says, if you don't love me, you don't keep my word. So if we love him, we got to keep his word. Amen. Amen? Amen. There was one more thing I wanted to look at let's go to John chapter 12, and then this is my last one. John chapter 12. And this is verse 49. It says, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak." We say what the Father says. Amen? That's pretty easy. If the Father didn't say it, we don't say it. Amen? But that all comes out of our relationship with Him. Hallelujah. And Jesus is our example. He is our example of a relationship with God the Father. Amen? Right. Hallelujah. And so I look until Jesus comes. I look to continually deepen my relationship with Him. Amen? You know, just when you think you got God figured out, He just does something that just totally, well, that's God. Amen? Amen. And it's just wonderful to know Him and to get to know Him in a greater way. Amen? Amen. And so praise the Lord. He is so good to us. Amen. He is so good to us. And I like His goodness follows us all the days of our life. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.